Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Tomorrow, just hours after the ceasefire kicks in, the first three living female Israeli hostages are set to be freed by Hamas in exchange for an initial group of Palestinians, 95 mainly female detainees.
The ban on TikTok in the U.S. goes into effect Sunday, and the app says it will go dark unless President Biden assures service providers his administration will not enforce the new law banning the popular app. President-elect Donald Trump says he wants to save TikTok. It's not clear how, unless its Chinese parent company divests. Preparations continue for the Trump inauguration, moved into the Capitol Rotunda Monday because of cold weather and calmer weather in Southern California, lowering the fire risk. This is ABC News. There were no injuries, but Thursday's SpaceX launch failure is prompting questions about what went wrong after the rocket lifted off from Texas. ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez has details.
The FAA has now grounded Starship launches until they investigate what actually caused this explosion. This was the seventh launch for Starship, about 8.5 minutes after liftoff. The vehicle just exploded. The stunning aftermath could be seen by passengers on a plane. The captain telling them all to look out the window. The same flight to Miami was rerouted to avoid the debris. Other flights were also diverted.
South Korean President Yoon was in court today. He's arguing he should be released from custody. He was detained at his residence Wednesday after a days-long standoff. He's facing the possibility of rebellion charges over his brief declaration of martial law last month. He's already been impeached. If he's arrested, his detention can be extended to 20 days. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Cold weather advisory takes effect 9 p.m. until tonight, until noon on Monday. Mostly sunny today, getting colder with temps holding in the teens and wind chills near 0 degrees with a high of 16. Winds will be northwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to 25. Mostly clear tonight with partly cloudy skies and a slight chance of flurries. Blustery and cold with wind chills as cold as 25 below. Low will be down to 6 below. Winds will be northwest 10 to 15 with gusts up to 20. Mostly sunny tomorrow, blustery and bitterly cold. Wind chills as temperatures as cold as 25 below degrees and a high of 1. And then mostly clear and bitterly cold tomorrow night. Wind chills as cold as 30 below with a low of 8 below. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and our winds are out of the east northeast at 10 miles per hour. And believe it or not, we're up a degree. Our current temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 19 degrees.
WERC 100.9. I came into this world like a fighter on the ropes, like a thumb stuck out in the wind on the shoulder of the road. Some tumbleweed just rolling on, not sure where to blow. With every twist and every turn, I'm learning as I go. Well, I'm learning as I go. I'm learning how to be. I'm learning how when I break it down, this little that I need. Say sorry, man, when you need you and keep a pocket full of hope. I'm still a gun, but I settled some. I'm learning. In a tight spot, came back to bite me bad. Had a feeling in my gut, but I still shook his hand. He ran with all my money, left me with the bag. Had to sell my truck, couldn't pay the note. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning how to be. I'm learning how when I break it down, this little that I need. Say sorry, man, when you need you and keep a pocket full of hope. Feel a gun, but I settle some. I'm learning as I go.
sky. When I saw her hold that other hand, it's like I saw a ghost. A little too slow on the trigger roll. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning how to fly. Maybe I might get it right someday before I die. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning how to be. I'm learning how when I break it down, this little that I leave. Say sorry, man, when you need to and keep a pocket full of hope. I'm still a gun, but I settled some. I'm learning as I go. As I go, yeah. As I go. As I go. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning as I go. As I go.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Heaven comes to Betsy. I don't know if you can hear me, but I appear you're coming in clear as a bell. Happens to Betsy. I finally quit drinking, so I hated my demons put you through hell.
Center line. Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Friday, January 24th from 10 to 2, the Family Thrift Shop invites you to the Recreate and Redesign on a Dime event. Discover endless possibilities as local artists showcase creative displays and demonstrations, turning everyday items into something extraordinary. Explore innovative ideas, support local talent, and see how your thrift shop treasures can be transformed. Plus, every purchase helps our community, supporting great groups like the Richland Center Police Department, United Givers, and more. Shop local, give back, and get inspired. The Family Thrift Shop, where creativity meets community. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
WRCO. It don't matter what plans I got, I can break 'em. Yeah, I can turn this thing around at the next red light. Telling all the guys I can't meet 'em, hell, we can all go raise some hell on any other night. Girl, I don't care, oh, I just got to see what you're wearing. Your hair, is it pulled up or falling down? Oh, I just have to see it now. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry. Baby, you can wake me up in the dead of the night. Break my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me. Ain't a bar that can make me buzz the way that you do. I could be on the front row of the best show and look down and see your face on my phone, and I'm gone so long. Hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. Dead of the night, wreck my plans, baby.
drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime.
That was, oh, just a second here. Luke Bryan, Crash My Party. Had to do a little search in there. And Tim Thiede will be here till the top of the hour. And then that's when Joanne Krulutz will be taking over with the news at noon. Right now, 11:23 is our time. Temperature's up another degree. So it's the that's good. The thermometer is going up for now. We're at 20 degrees, but it with the winds coming out of the east, northeast at 7 miles per hour, according to the Wirtz Floor Home Thermometer, it feels like 10 degrees outside. So there is that cold weather advisory that takes effect this evening at 9 and then goes until noon on Monday. And Bill Twining and David Wurmand are at the Ithaca Weston Invitational today. In fact, here's Bill right now with a report from that tournament.
Action continues at the annual Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational being held in two gyms at Weston High School. This tournament was not held last year because of a mid-January snowstorm, so this is the first time we've been here since 2023. There are 12 teams here today. There were reportedly going to be 14, but neither Boscobel Wazika Steuben nor Blair Taylor are competing today. So we have 12 teams here. The Riverdale Chieftains, first time here, are competing and doing very well at this point. Richland Center, Ithaca Weston, we're keeping an eye on those two schools. Royal Oneiwoc Center, Wisconsin Dells among the schools here, along with Parkview Albany, which is the defending champion, although the last tournament, remember, was 2 years ago. There are only two individuals in the field that have won this tournament before. They were both sophomores in 2023. Last time this tournament was held, and they are Ethan Hady of Richland Center and Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany. Let's take a look and see how things have gone. First of all, in the lightweight, these are the scores that we have, and not all complete at this point, but we can tell you what we have as we try to keep track of action in two different gymnasiums. At 106 pounds, wrestlers from our area are the Schramm brothers from Riverdale, both freshmen, James and Wyatt. And so far, they have each met Joanne Telez of Oostburg and struggled. James lost a 3-1 verdict to Telez, and Wyatt was defeated by a major decision. So both struggled against Telez, but Schramm Wyatt has won by a technical fall, and James Schramm with a bye as they work through a scramble format here at 106 pounds. At 113, Riverdale does not have a wrestler, but both Ithaca Weston and Richland Center do, and it's been a good day so far for both Carrie Thompson of Ithaca Weston and Caden Stibbe of Richland Center. Thompson has a pin and a technical fall to his credit. Stibbe with a 7-4 win and a 37-second pin in his second match, so things have gone well with those two. At 120 pounds from the area, Gavin Mirabelli of Riverdale, back in the lineup for the first time in a couple of seasons and beyond, with a first period pin, and he'll get to wrestle a few more times today as he comes back from missing a lot of time due to injury. Wyatt McGuire of Riverdale, also in this weight class, recently scored a pin and won 11 as his tournament looks good. And Reyes from Wisconsin Dells with a pin as well. Richland Center without a 120-pounder. The Hornets do have a 126-pounder, and Ethan Hadius looks strong. A couple of first-period pins, including an 11-second fall in his most recent match. Ethan Hady, as mentioned, one of the two defending champions in this tournament. A couple of pins to his credit. Easton Wopat of Royal Waniwak Center has looked good in this weight class, as has Cashton Stoddard of Wisconsin Dells, both with a pair of wins in this weight class at 126, where Riverdale does not have a wrestler competing. More in our next report as our coverage from the Ithaca Western Tournament continues. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
100.9 WRCO. I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked into that bar that night. I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for love all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise, even to a sunset, looking for turns out, oh, I was looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Couldn't have just been anyone, the way you smiled and said my name.
That was Chris Young with Looking for You on Country and Community. Right now at 11:30, our temperature is 19 degrees, and with the winds at 5 miles per hour, our temperature feels like it's 10 degrees outside. And it's time for today's community calendar, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
And here's community calendar for Saturday, January 18th. Green Power Energy for Beginners with Ethos Solar at the Brewer Public Library today has been canceled. Snowball Tonight at Ithaca High School has been postponed. Due to the extreme cold that occurs each winter, especially when prolonged, Richland County warming centers are identified by Richland County Public Health in partnership with Richland County Emergency Management. Potentially dangerous wind chills are expected from tonight into Tuesday, with wind chills ranging from 20 to 40 below zero. If you need a place to warm up in Richland County, the following shelters are available. The Brewer Public Library in Richland Center during normal business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 6, Fridays from 9 to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. The Woodman Community Senior Center in Richland Center during normal business hours, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. The Village of Viola office will be open during normal business hours from 8:30 to 4:30 and can make the senior dining site available during that time. The Viola Public Library will be open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9:30 to 12:30 and 1 to 5, Wednesdays and Fridays from 2 to 7, and Saturdays from 9:30 to 12:30. The Lone Rock Community Library will be open Tuesdays from 11 to 5, Wednesdays and Fridays from 11 to 4:30, and Thursdays from noon to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. The Vernon County Dairy Promotion Annual Meeting is being held this afternoon at noon at the English Evangelical Lutheran Church in Viroqua. A light lunch will be provided, and all who are interested in promoting Vernon County dairy industry are encouraged to attend. The Friends of Vernon County Parks and Forests will be hosting guided winter walks exploring two Vernon County parks. The winter walks and bonfire are for friends and families of all ages and will take place at City Hollow today and Lower Duck Egg on February 22nd. Walkers are to meet in the parking lots. All walks will begin promptly at 3 and will be approximately 1 hour long, with a bonfire and beverages to immediately follow. The United Women in Faith of Viola United Methodist Church is holding their chicken and biscuit dinner tonight. That's from 5 to 7. The cost is $13 per person, with special pricing for families. An old-fashioned barn dance with the Driftless Folk School will be held at the Lafarge Community Center tonight from 5 to 9. A potluck will be held at 5, with dancing beginning at 6:30. The Ithaca Lions Club will host a pancake breakfast fundraiser for Alexis Fry tomorrow from 7 to 12:30. Cost of the meal is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and free for preschoolers. There will also be a bake sale and silent auction. Boaz United Methodist Church has canceled its services for tomorrow. Also, First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock has canceled its service for 8:30 on Sunday morning. The Richland Center landfill will be closed on Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and also a Red Cross blood drive will be held on Monday from noon to 5 at the Kalahari Resorts in Wisconsin Dells. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online at redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
want a sheet on ya
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Want a sheet on ya.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Want a sheet on ya.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
want a sheet on ya with Bounce.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000 or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
100.9 WRCO. I told myself, getting out, that's what this is all about. Sun goes up, sun goes down, you only get one go around. Then I left this town. Then I let that boat carry me as far as it could carry me. Stood on a mountain for me, found a place where I can breathe in and out. And thought about things that I can't be without. I keep coming back time after time. No matter where I'm at, I can't pretend I find something. Stopped everything, thought about all the things weighing me down. Then I threw out old boxes, emptied my pockets, regrets and love letters, pictures and lockets. And all I have now is the truth that I found. Life has a way of just turning.
Yeah.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
That was Parker McCollum with Burn It Down at 11:45. The temperature is now up to 20 degrees, so we keep going up, but it's supposed to be going down tonight, and that's why we have a cold weather advisory that takes effect at 9 p.m. until noon on Monday, so starting tonight at 9 and going until noon Monday. So please keep warm. Keep yourself warm. Stay safe out there. And, yeah, it's going to be a cold one. So after that, though, it looks good. It looks like on Wednesday they're talking maybe in the 20s or possibly heading in the 30s towards the end of the week. So it's just a little stretch, and I know we can survive. We live in Wisconsin, and we're strong. And coming up at the top of the hour will be Joanne Krulots with the news at noon. And then following that will be our Retro Saturday with Saturdays with Simo starting at 12:30. Chris Simonson will have some great classic music. Then after the evening news at 5, Phil Nee will be presenting Backtracking at 5:30. And those are the days from 6 until midnight, all right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And coming up shortly, we'll have another report from the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational from Bill Twining.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
Friday, January 24th from 10 to 2, the Family Thrift Shop invites you to the Recreate and Redesign on a Dime event. Discover endless possibilities as local artists showcase creative displays and demonstrations, turning everyday items into something extraordinary. Explore innovative ideas, support local talent, and see how your thrift shop treasures can be transformed. Plus, every purchase helps our community, supporting great groups like the Richland Center Police Department, United Givers, and more. Shop local, give back, and get inspired. The Family Thrift Shop, where creativity meets community. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
If you're within driving distance of Weston High School, we encourage you to come on up and be a part of the installation ceremony of the first induction class of the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame. This was scheduled for a year ago, but was put off because of that snowstorm that canceled the tournament. There are 12 individuals being inducted today into the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame, and that ceremony will take place during the lunch break here, probably sometime in the noon hour here at Weston High School. Come over and be a part of that. I want to bring you up to date on some of the wrestling matches involving wrestlers from our area so far in the early rounds of this tournament, which is a scramble format. There were 20 scratches from the tournament earlier today, and a couple of teams did not make it, including Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben. But we're following Richland Center, Riverdale, and, of course, Ithaca Weston, the host of this event. At 132 pounds, Lakota Brewer of Riverdale with a big day so far, a first period pin and a technical fall. He is unbeaten on the day. Brock Barrett of Richland Center has suffered a couple of losses so far at 132, where Ithaca Weston does not have a wrestler competing. At 138, Brody Meese of Riverdale through the first couple of rounds, as you would expect, a couple of first period pins. Was a man that was top seeded at the Bi-State Classic. Meese with a couple of pins looking strong here for the Riverdale Chieftains. His teammate Blake Dickman, also competing in this weight class, has yet to score a win. Damon Phillips of Royal Waniwak Center has posted one for that co-op. At 144 pounds from the area, Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston with a couple of wins, one a tech fall, the other a pin. He looks good so far. Blake Muller of Richland Center with a win to his credit as well. He is wrestling right now in the other gymnasium. And Jackson Bender of Royal One Ewok Center is in this weight class, still looking for Jet Bender, I should say, at a bye in the first round. He's looking for his first win of the tourney. At 150 pounds, posting wins from the area, Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston, Ronaldo Hernandez-Garcia of Richland Center, and Samson Dragan of Royal One Ewok Center. Garrett Dragan, I should say, is wrestling at 150 with a win under his belt today. 157, Chase McGuire of Riverdale moments ago picked up a win as he looks good in this tournament. Richland Center without a wrestler in that weight class, or 165, where Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston has a bye and a win to his credit. There's Jackson Bender of Royal One Ewok Center looking strong with a couple of wins today. 175 from the area. Richland Center without a wrestler here. Riverdale without a wrestler here. Ithaca Weston competing with Deacon McDonald, still looking for his first victory on the day. From Royal One Ewok Center, Emerson Murray has a win to his credit at 175. More in our next report as this tournament continues throughout the day. Championship matches scheduled somewhere around 3:30 this afternoon, I think is what they're looking at. And that Hall of Honor ceremony, Hall of Fame ceremony, coming up during the noon hour. For WRCO Sports and David Werman, I'm Bill Twine.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed, wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start, all torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas, I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last, you said, where's the fun in that, yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Mile after mile after mile after mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
That was Kane Brown and Marshmello with Miles on It. And it's time for me to wrap things up. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll be on from 10 to 1 tomorrow. And then Adam Hess will be taking over for me at 1 o'clock and be taking you through the rest of the afternoon tomorrow. And like I said, once again, I want to thank you, everybody, for making us a part of your day. And coming up after Joanne, will be Joanne's News at Noon will be our Retro Saturday, starting at 12:30 with Saturdays with Samo. Then at 5:30, it'll be Backtracking, and those were the days from 6 until midnight. And do remember, we do have that cold weather advisory that it takes effect 9 this evening and remains until noon on Monday. So try to stay warm and stay safe, everybody. Taking us up to the top of the hour is Rusty Ryerson with How Sure I Am. Thanks again, everybody, and have a great day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please stay safe.
The Arizona desert loves the sun. Like a Wild West Texas stallion loves to run. Like the Holy Bible tells the gospel true. Well, that's how sure I am. Your blue eyes are the window to my soul. Like the hope I find in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Well, that's how sure I am, me and you. Well, I've been walking long enough on shaky ground to know it, I've found.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The incoming Trump administration has pledged widespread immigration raids, and top officials recently promoted to new positions in the Department of Homeland Security tell ABC News those raids will take place. They'll focus on high-priority criminal targets. One city will be Chicago, where the city's public schools have already promised that undocumented students will be protected. The vice president of the Chicago Teachers Union, Jackson Potter, says,
"We know Homeland Security agents will be sent here to strike fear in the hearts of our students and their families, and we are not standing for it."
Preparations continue in Washington for Monday's inauguration. It will take place in the Capitol Rotunda, indoors for the first time in 40 years because of dangerous cold. TikTok says it will go dark in the U.S. tomorrow unless the Biden administration convinces providers that it will not enforce the new law.